episode of The Hub on the Gold Coast and the Dockers coach, Justin Longmuir. Justin, congratulations. Welcome to SEN.
Thanks, Jared.
Is Monday morning a little different in Victory?
Yeah, it is. I slept well last night. It was a good result. So it's always good to get the first under the belt.
What was the overwhelming sense on the siren?
Oh, probably just relief. And probably felt more for the players and all the staff that have had to go through so much this year. And it's a bit of reward for effort for what we've had to go through. Probably relief. I mean, our coaches have worked so hard to build the connections within the group and try and embed a new game plan. And we've had so many disruptions, so it's just good to get some reward for effort.
And for you personally, four losses at the start. There's been a lot to like in the four games, but do they still mount up?
Yeah, it does. I'm not going to lie, it does build a bit of pressure within the whole organisation, I suppose, and that pressure just builds a few distractions and a bit of media talk and that sort of takes you off the ball a little bit. So it was good for me personally to be able to get a win and I've been really pleased with the way we've gone about certain games this year, and we've played long periods of good footy within those games, but the inconsistencies have been letting us down, and they were still there yesterday, so we've still got plenty of work to do. And I actually probably thought we'd played some better footy in our losses than what we did yesterday, but it's funny how footy works sometimes, and it's good to get good to get the win anyway.
Did you get a chance to mark it last night in this curious circumstance? Did you come together and mark Victory?
No, not really. We had a bit of a chat after the game, and we had dinner together last night and had a bit of a chat as coaches about it, but it's a funny world footy. We've got a six-day break and we've got St Kilda before we head home, so the message was let's get two wins and before we get out of this place, and that was probably more our focus.
Are you a coach that believes you have to make sure you actually do enjoy the wins along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, footy, it's funny because you can sometimes get, to the end of the year and a year's gone by so quickly and you forget about enjoying the journey and enjoying each other's company after a win. So I didn't talk to the players directly after the game. I told them to get into the players' locker room, put some music on and enjoy each other's company because, as I said at the start, they've worked so hard. They've endured so many different situations this year, not only playing group but as a footy club. So we've got to savour those moments for a little bit, and they enjoyed it. And we got back here, but like I said, it's a short turnaround until we play next. So we've got to move on pretty quick.
Are you starting to count the days till you get to go home?
But not really. I feel like the footy club's taken a lot of that sort of stuff off my shoulders. So I haven't really had to look too much ahead apart from the next week, and that's where all my focus is now. And there's going to be a lot of distractions this week because we've got a lot of stuff we need to pack up and get on trucks and get on planes to get home. But it's a really good opportunity for us to stay present and see if we can leave the hub two wins. That's where our focus has got to lie at the moment.
So there's a whole lot of clubs who are about to experience what you've been living. What are they in for?
Well, there's a lot of positives in it. And as a footy club, we've tried to remain focused on the positives. So being able to try and embed my game plan and build the connections, and a lot of that sort of stuff comes really easy because you're around each other all the time. So you can grab players for chats in the hallway and have dinner with them and you really spend some time with the players. But on the flip side, it's really hard to be away from home. Call my kids and wife every night, and it's just really hard not to be able to see them. So you've got to focus on the positives over the negatives and put some things in place that help the loved ones at home survive while we're away and make it as comfortable for them, so it's as easy as for them as it is for us here.
Hey, what was the phone call like home last night?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. your families, you know, they feel the pressure and the burden of losing as much as us. So it was really good to hear the wife and the kids happy and just over the moon, because they've been so supportive of me and my career. And to have that support means a lot, and it's good to see them happy or hear them happy.
Yeah. Did they have any videos on the siren or anything like that to send you?
No, they didn't. I think my wife was actually listening to it on the radio because my son was playing footy at the same time. So, my son didn't have a lot to say, to be honest. He just said, oh, Dad, it was a bit scrappy at times, and but it was good to get the win. And, yeah, my daughter, she was ecstatic and really happy, but I don't think she would have watched any of it. She would have just trying to be happy for me. So, that's a good thing as well. My family, they ride the highs and lows with me, but they also, there's footy's not everything in our family. So to be able to, you know, just be real sometimes is great, and get away from footy is great as well. So, I'm grateful for their support.
That's a lovely picture of home. Have there been peculiarities in the... So have you been in the same hotel as West Coast, and have there been any peculiar moments that you wouldn't have imagined would bob up?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not that I know of, anyway. And it's funny because probably don't have the same rivalry maybe as the Adelaide teams. And I worked at West Coast for 7 years, so I know a lot of the players really well, and I know a lot of the coaching staff really well. So it's actually been good to have a chat to them at times, and we're sort of going through it together. So to share some ideas and bounce ideas off each other has been really helpful. We've been respectful of each other's space. I mean, we're fortunate to stay in a resort so big. It's you can avoid each other, and we've got a lot of our own spaces as well. So, couldn't have asked much more of the AFL for the amount of work they've put in to make it as easy as possible. So we've been really fortunate in that sense.
In what happened on the field yesterday, Justin, just give us an insight into Michael Walters, who was entrusted with the leadership, games in the balance in the last quarter, and he has moments, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does. And, it's an interesting one because he got tagged early by Keys, and we shifted him out of the midfield, and in the back of my mind, I just wanted to let him work through it because the thing I love most about him is his competitiveness and his ability to just will himself into a contest with his intensity and competitiveness. So after half time, we just decided to let him go head to head in the midfield, and he got us going when Adelaide started coming. And as you mentioned, he just has moments where he just wills himself on the game, and and that's just purely through his competitive attitude. I mean, he's got amazing skill, but that his skill just comes off the back of him wanting to will himself into the contest. And a couple of goals he kicked, especially that mark in the last quarter, was just phenomenal, but it's phenomenal even more so because it was in such an important time of the game. He led from the front yesterday. I thought his lead up and his preparation for the game was first class, and it was great to see.
So what are the qualities that you've seen in him since arriving there?
Well, the first and foremost is the passion for the club. He wants the club to be a successful footy club, and he's willing to do anything he can to help with that. The second thing is his training standards are the best we've got. Doesn't waste a kick, doesn't waste a moment at training to get himself better and be his best self. So that's a great example to set for a lot of our younger players, and quite often I get our coaches to drag younger players out of certain drills just to watch Sonny go about his business, because it's just a great example for how you train with purpose and get the best out of each moment. So, I'm really proud to coach him.
It's quite a partnership that he'll have with Nat Fyfe. Is Fyfe any chance of playing in the St Kilda game?
Yeah, he's a good chance to play. He's come along really well, and I think that hamstring injury wasn't as bad as some hamstrings can be. So he's progressing really well. He's really keen to put his hand up this week. Clearly, he'll have to get through our training sessions, but, we expect him to play at this stage.
That'll be a great sight. Just a couple of the overalls, Justin, what did you make of the adjustment to holding the ball on the weekend? So we went from 62 free kicks the previous weekend up to 91 on the tougher interpretation. Did you see it have an influence in the game?
Well, it definitely had an influence over the competition. But I think our players adjust so well to the situation, and being a later game in the weekend, we were able to prepare our players for what to expect, and I thought they adjusted pretty well. Now, when you get an interpretation change like that, you're always going to get some tough calls, and so yeah, it is what it is. And as long as we maintain that consistency, I don't see it as any problem.
Did you think it served the game well?
I don't think it had an impact on the game, making it a better or a worse version of itself. So. Probably sit on the fence there, Jared.
Yep, that's cool. Did you think there was any greater intent to score across the weekend than maybe we'd seen previously?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. I just think the pressure on the game at the moment is so high that it's just making it hard for players to make good decisions under intense pressure. And maybe the shorter quarters are making that even more pronounced as players are able to maintain the intensity for longer. And we're not getting that fatigue set in at the back end of quarters, which can sometimes allow scoring to become a lot freer. So we're trying to score as much as we can, especially as a team, but we're not quite getting there at the moment. But we'll keep chipping away, and our players, the more they play together, will get an understanding of how we're looking to play and those connections, and probably individually be able to, as they play more, be able to handle the pressure that teams are applying, because it is quite ferocious at times so far this year.
Mm. And when you get home, Justin, so you'll get a stretch of games. I'm told it'll at least be seven. What do you hope that's able to do for you when you get the stability of being able to get out onto your own paddock?
Yeah, well, we just hope we can keep building on what we've built up here. And clearly, we'll get home and have a home ground advantage. Teams will have to endure what we've had to endure up here by being away from families while we'll be in our own beds. And plus, when we get home, we're going to have crowds at our game. So hopefully the Purple Army can get out there and, you know, be an extra player for us in some sense. So really this year is about building on a platform and continue to improve on field and off field each week. So we'll be looking to do that when we get home.
It's good to chat, Justin. Well done on your first victory, and I hope it's the first of many.
Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it, mate.